Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Brian Armstrong. So let's talk about a little crypto, shall we? So Brian Armstrong, who Coinbase.
Yes.
Stated Coinbase may expand. He's the CEO of Coinbase, right?
Yep. Yes.
He said that Coinbase may expand overseas. So he has overseas vision, right? Right now, I think the majority of, are they only operating in America?
There is a US version. I believe so. Yeah.
That's the biggest market for them.
Yeah.
So now they have plans, because I believe that Binance is still the biggest brokerage overseas.
Yeah, in the world.
So are crypto brokerages dead in America?
I think so. Now is not the time to say, I told you, I remember we did the episode of Miami and everyone, Rashad was like, yo, do this post. I'm like, bet. And the internet went crazy. Like, yo, he doesn't know. I kept saying then.
He doesn't know.
And here we are. Politicians don't, I told you, like, this is an act of war against the Federal Reserve and the United States government to make your own currency. And if they were not going to control it, they were going to find a way to push it out. And to see Brian be that frustrated, which he's normally like level-headed. I think Coinbase is a good company. I think he's a good CEO, but I think they're up against competition in the regulatory bodies that you cannot defeat. And when Gary Gensler is not a huge fan, neither is the Federal Reserve. You have the Fed now iteration that they're putting out. They're basically telling you, like, hey, you have to get down or lay down. Like, if we don't own parts of it, you're not going to just run amok and then let everyone come buy crypto. Also, I mean, in addition to, I was reading a report where for two years, him and a few other CEOs were asking, are the coins on our exchange securities or not? And if they are deemed securities, let's take them off. They never gave them an answer. Now they want to find them. So Brian is like, the only thing I can do is go operate offshore so I can run the business how I should and not be in potential danger. So I think for a few years, until the Fed makes their own, I do think crypto brokerages are going to be dead in America for a while because they won't allow them to operate freely. Like, yeah. Imagine if, like, if you made a new media company, immediately it was like an 80% tax on it. What would be the, like, you would have to divert into another industry. They're basically telling them, like, if you do not cooperate with our institutions, we're going to run it into the ground.
Yeah. So, yeah, that, I mean, that was it. The regulatory reasons is why. I don't even know if they have the vision. I think this is just like, this is what we have to do if we want to make money, right? Like, if we can't get money here, we have to figure out where we're going to go. So they said that the company's focusing on a few countries. Number one, Brazil, Singapore, and Canada. Those are the three countries that they're looking at. But they also said they're doubling down on Europe. Mm-hmm. The issue is this, and you mentioned it, Binance is the number one exchange in the world. And so if you're going into a world scale, how are you competing? What are you going to be doing that's an incentive for people not to use Binance as an American company? Yeah. So one of the things that Binance stopped doing recently was they waived the fee for trading. Is Coinbase willing to do that from an international standpoint, right? Because that's where a lot of money is made. Well, this, when I looked at that, I'm like, all right, well, how would they make money if they waive the fee? Well, there's rumors now that they're going to do derivative trading on Coinbase. Now there's options and futures that you can trade, you know? And when we looked at Robinhood's business model, they figured like, wait, if it's free, how are they making money? Well, you're trading derivatives, they're raising premiums. That's how they're making their money. Is Coinbase prepared to do that? I don't know, but you have to have a competitive advantage if you're going to challenge this Goliath.
Behemoth, yeah.
Right? In the crypto space. You're going into you have to have something. And I'm sure people are not going to walk in and say, hey, this American company, yes, come to this country and let's give them incentives to be here. So it's going to be a challenge. It's a tough spot. And when we think about the United States, I mean, yeah, you have Coinbase, but who's number two? What's the number two exchange? Who are the top five exchanges for crypto?
Yeah.
Right. I don't think there's a consistent one, right? Like some people would probably say Gemini and there's a few others, but I'm like, FTX was one that people would have said 3 years ago.
Absolutely.
So
FTX.
I mean, it's a great lesson that if the regulatory body does not like the business that you're in, you shouldn't put money there because that's an enemy that you can't defeat. Like,
you can't win. It's like Drago. You can't win.
You can't win.
I think Coinbase definitely, I don't think that Coinbase is dead per se, but I think that they definitely have issues. The whole crypto space has issues, yep, as far as with regulation, security, and that's going to take government intervention to really make this a mainstream, wide tradable thing on American soil, at least, and probably internationally as well. And I think that that's going to take some time, but Coinbase, once again, I think that they have the advantage of being a market leader. Going back to Tesla, they've carved out a tremendous head start in America, and that's important. So I wouldn't necessarily count them out yet. I think that they still have a lot of work to do, and they have a lot of uphill battles to fight. But at some point, crypto exchanges, it will be like a Fidelity. It will be like a TD. And TD and Fidelity probably will have crypto on them.
Yep.
Yeah. So then what does that do to a Coinbase, right?
Well, I think that they're going back to Tesla,
yeah,
right? At some point, there's going to be massive amounts of Hondas. There's going to be a massive amounts of every other Infinities. But does that kill Tesla? Probably not. They're still a niche company. Tesla's a niche company, right? They're not making all kinds of, they're not making pickup trucks, stuff like that. They're very niche.
Yeah, I think the biggest difference there is that the government is actually trying to incentivize people going that route. Whereas in this space, they're putting regulatory things in place for them not to exist.
And not really.
Making it even more difficult.
They just announced the Fed coin. So
that's what I'm saying. So they have their own.
The Federal Reserve owns,
right,
it.
If I have my own, now I close you into a space where you're not even needed.
But no, here's why I don't agree with that.
Okay.
Because that's a centralized stable coin. So in order for cryptocurrency, even for a stable coin to work, there has to be Bitcoin. There has to be Ethereum, right? Because mm-hmm. There would be no space without those coins. So in order for the stable coin to work, there has to be other cryptocurrencies. So it's in the government's best interest for the cryptocurrency space to be safe and to actually thrive. Because the more that is looked at as legitimate by the average American in middle America,
mm-hmm.
the more it's looked at as something that is here to stay by the average American in middle America,
mm-hmm.
then they feel more comfortable buying the Fed coin.
Yeah, but that's right. But so the whole space is reliant upon Bitcoin success, right? But do you need Coinbase, right, in the middle, right? If Binance is there, right, and they have the U.S. Binance, if that is there, and they have, even if you don't trade, right, on this exchange, they still have a coin where you can use as currency inside of it. Is Coinbase necessary?
Yes. America's always going to favor American companies, especially when it comes to finance.
Mm-hmm.
Binance is a company that's based out of Hong Kong.
Right.
Hong Kong is another one of those countries. Nobody's talking about Hong Kong. Hong Kong's kind of similar. I've been to Hong Kong before. Hong Kong's similar to Taiwan, where it's kind of a gray area. It kind of belongs to China, kind of independent. So I'm pretty sure that American politicians would rather
mm-hmm.
an American company than a Chinese company.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pick your poison.
Yeah, I'm just an advocate.
Is there any value in Batman without the Joker being present in the streets of Gotham? So if I can create chaos and destroy the perception of crypto, then I can come in as the Dark Knight, the banks, Federal Reserve, and provide some safety. We talked about it last year. Like, this is a planned destruction, especially during a recession. The best time to vilify any product or any personal brand around investing is when a recession is happening and everyone's losing their money. So I think it was a well-played strategy. I also want everyone tonight to go do your homework about what country mines the most Bitcoin. I'm not going to get off this point. It is not here in the United States of America.
It's China, right? Russia?
China number two.
Okay.
So,
well,
my boy been doing this homework and putting up silk.
The fabrics.
Fabrics.
I mean, 5 to 10 years, do we see brokerages? Do we see Morgan Stanley? Do we see Fidelity having their own exchange inside the broker?
Absolutely.
I think they're already moving.
They're trying to do it, right? So that's why I said now that when they just are squeezing the window even more so.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if Coinbase gets acquired. My apologies, Troy.
No, go ahead.
That's an option.
I wouldn't be surprised if they get, if I was Elon, I think the market cap of Coinbase may be like $12 billion. Let me look real quick. Of course, and then once Apple starts to get in this space, it's going to be really tough. But yeah, their market cap right now is $12.6 billion. I know Elon wants to create a derivatives, trade everything company as he should, because he's upset with OpenAI, because he kind of got pushed out of that project and his influence. So I wouldn't be surprised if he takes a shot at it, or if they get swallowed up. Pause from my New York, New Jersey.
Yo. Hey. Yo.
Mike, put this up.
Hey, can we put flag emojis in there? All flag emojis in there. Wow.
Charles Barkley has entered the building.
Yo, Charles Barkley,
the children are listening.
Charles Barkley,
give me time out. Let me get a 20.
Yeah.
Let me run to the boy like Kenny. And as soon as I said it, I was like, hold on, wait. So Charles Schwab may acquire Coinbase at some point.
Thank you.
So, oh man. All right, we will monitor the situations.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop, a mic drop, bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month,
like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4x points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.